Hey guys, Coach Christy here. Just thinking about my horsemanship and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you. So recording a new podcast for you this morning. What I'd like to talk to you about in an effort to clarify in my own mind my thoughts on it is how our horsemanship journey isn't so much about what we do, but why and how we do it. There are lots of different goals that we can set for ourselves regarding our partnerships with our horses. There are sports, there are recreational activities, there are, you know, program assessments. You know, in the Pirelli program, we have levels assessments, and all of those are beautiful for what they are, right? Whether your goal is jumping or dressage or cutting or reining or trail riding, barrel racing, it doesn't really matter. Whatever one of those activities or multiple activities excites you, that's what's going to get you motivated to get up early and stay up late and to stick with it when it gets hard and to, you know, seek out new information and try to do better and be better for our horses. But ultimately, those are just a means to have a conversation with our horse. And what I feel like our ultimate goal really is harmony. My theory is, and that's all it is, I'll say that repeatedly. My theory is that because we're both social species, both the horse and the human are designed by nature to live in groups, at the very least in pairs. And with that genetic makeup comes a desire for connection and for harmony, right? To be in a group, in a tribe that feels like you fit, like you belong there, and that it's not fake. You're not, you know, hustling to fit in. You just naturally fit into that group or partnership. And what's exciting and also frustrating about horses is that the only way for that to feel like a natural fit, which it actually really isn't, you know, people often get hung up on the semantics of the words natural horsemanship, right? People who want to, that have the, you know, the only way that they can lift themselves up is by trying to tear someone else down, right? There's lots of those folks out there. And the thing that they like to pick on Pirelli about, one of the things they like to pick on Pirelli about, is the use of the term natural horsemanship. And my interpretation of natural horsemanship isn't that the partnership between horse and human is what Mother Nature intended. I don't believe it is. I believe that I have canine teeth for a reason. You know, my teeth are designed to rip and tear flesh. I have eyes set on the front of my head so that I can focus in on a target and be able to like pounce, right? It's designed for hunting. I am designed to hunt biologically, and the horse is designed by nature to be the prey. You know, they're flight animals, they're fast. They have eyes set on the side of their head so that, you know, they can see almost 360 degrees around them. You know, they masticate food, they grind versus rip and tear, you know, so they're herbivores. So, I don't believe that Mother Nature's design was for us to become partners in the most biological of sense. But I do believe that there was some kind of divine plan for humans to seek joy in the presence of natural things, including animals. You know, some folks, your animal of choice, the animal that draws you to the present moment, really is what I believe they're drawing us to, which is the only moment that exists and the only place where true happiness lives, right? Horses are pointers to the present moment. And in order for us to benefit from that, we have to understand the nature of horses. what is natural for horses. But you know what else you need to understand? What is natural for humans? What's natural, what comes to us naturally is actually more likely to interfere with our partnerships than it is to promote it. And the same for horses. They should be skeptical of us, right? We stand tall. They stand long. We're bipeds and they're quadrupeds. There's nothing about the looks of us or even the, you know, the feel of us that makes us anywhere close to being similar. And I don't think that the goal is for us to be similar. The goal is for me to figure out how to enter Horseville and speak horse in such a way that my horse can look at me and go, okay, I can see you're not from here, Horseville, that is, but you're speaking my language and that makes me want to connect with you. Just like if I went to France as a tourist or you know, for any reason, if I wanted to get along in France, I'm going to need to learn at least some French. Now, if I learned some French, any native speaking Frenchman is going to listen to me butcher their language and go, okay, you're not from here. But if they can read in me my sincere desire to try to speak to them in the way that they like to be spoken to, then I'm more likely, you know, to find, you know, a tribe, a circle of people that I can connect with and partner with and enjoy each other's company. Right, you know, feel a sense of completeness by being together versus separate. And I think the same can be said for horses, right? Nobody expects their horse to look at them and go, I see another horse. That's ridiculous, okay? But they can see us trying to speak to them with using our body language and our energy, right? Versus, you know, vocal cues, words, and appreciate that we're at least trying to speak to them in their native type of language. And the tricky part about that is that we need to have something to talk about, right? Some kind of conversation starter is really what I feel like goals are. Like I said, whether that goal is some kind of sport, you know, you could have ambitious goals, high level, you know, competition, want to kick some butt in some kind of venue goals. But if you don't find a way to achieve those goals by enrolling your horse in the activity, getting them to want to do it, you're likely to either just reach the height of mediocrity, because without the horse being enrolled, right, without the horse participating, I want my horse to do more than just what she's told. I want her to contribute to what we're doing. I want her to uphold her responsibilities and participate in the conversation, not just do what she's told. And without that, there is no specialness. The best you can hope for is a good little soldier. And a lot of competitions, that's all they're looking for, is a good little soldier, because there aren't very many good examples of high-level trainers out there doing more than that. So whether or not your goal is to take a clinic or take a lesson, whether or not it's levels advancement or a competition of some sort or trail riding, or, you know, I like to put together demo pieces. I'm constantly listening to music and thinking, oh, that's a great song that would go perfectly with, you know, with Maxie, or that would go really great with Saturi's movement. But when I'm creating those things, the goal is a demo, right? But my dream is harmony. My dream is connection. Our goals are just a means to have a conversation. And listen, guys, when I was on the pathway to becoming a Pirelli professional and trying to achieve level 4 and all that good stuff, I was not the kind of human who readily appreciated hearing, you needed to just relax and enjoy the journey, right? That That I found enraging, honestly, because I was so goal-oriented. I didn't realize I hadn't been awakened to the idea of what I really was looking for. My ultimate goal with my Pirelli journey, guys, with becoming a Pirelli instructor, is to have a life that I can feel proud of, but also that I can enjoy on a daily basis. I find that it's normal for a person to consider that you just need to find a means to pay the bills and then look forward to your time off, right? That's what you have to look forward to, is your evening time or the weekends or vacation time. And there's so much life to be lived, you know, in those 40 hours a week, that if all of that time is spent doing something you despise, or at least at best that you can barely tolerate, it's just such a waste. And so, you know, my goals with my Pirelli professional journey have been to take something that I love, which is horses, and get good enough at that thing that I can make a living at it. And, you know, I'm squeaking one out. but even I wish that I somehow could have been given the feeling of what it's like to be with my horses after achieving level 4 in the Pirelli program. Because the journey to level 4, I couldn't separate my horsemanship goals from my horse dream. And I think if we really think about it, if you're a horse lover, and I think everyone is, regardless of why you do what you do with horses, I think it's because we love horses. I think that if I could have been given the opportunity to feel what I feel now with my horses, without there being, you know, a human push behind why I do what I do, right? To try to take horsemanship and turn it into a living is a challenge. It is a difficult thing to do. And, you know, I could easily just go get a 9-to-5 job and pay the bills and then just enjoy my horses. But it really comes down to choices we make. And those choices have to be about the quality of what you get done, not just that you get the thing done. If I am playing with my horses or doing something with my horses and I get the behavior, but I don't have a good expression, or I don't have my horse's willingness or effort in the behavior, then I am not satisfied. That is not okay with me. That doesn't mean that doesn't happen. It happens to me on a pretty regular basis, but it's information that's meaningful to me, and I'm always trying to figure out what can I do to help my horse want to do the things I'm asking them to do, not just do them because I said so. And listen, guys, I'm a big fan of because I said so. We ride giant prey animals. My new horse, I'm sure, weighs in close to 1,200 pounds. She's huge. And so, you know, some blind obedience is a good thing. You know, I'm not at all squeamish about saying I want my horse to do what she's told, but I don't want that to be the only thing that she does. I want her to feel empowered and excited and, you know, have a feeling of joy, if that's possible, from a horsey perspective, in our interactions. And in order for that to happen, I have to hold my goal secondary to my dream. And my dream is harmony. My dream is connection. My dream is to feel something about my horsemanship rather than do something, to be something because of my horsemanship rather than to do something in particular. I'm excited about doing things. My new horse is built for dressage and jumping, and I'm interested and excited to learn what she has to teach me. But what I'm really, really dreaming about is a feeling, and I hope you are too. All right, guys, so there's my long-winded ramble about appreciating goals, but focusing just as much on the quality of what we're getting done, the why behind what we do. All right, guys. So I hope that stimulates a conversation for you and gets you thinking about whether or not your horse is a willing participant in your playtime, or are they just being good little soldiers? If you have a left brain horse, a more dominant, you know, motivated horse, I promise you, you're aware whether or not they want to do what you're asking them to do. It's you can intimidate a more dominant horse, but it's pretty hard to make them do stuff without a bad expression. You can get the feet and the body to do it, but without them feeling, you know, mentally engaged, the expression will be clear. So those of you with, you know, dominance-based horses, I feel your pain. At any rate, guys, I got to get going here, but thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me chat with you about my horsemanship journey. I really do appreciate you guys, all my listeners out there. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please, 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 I would consider it a close personal favor for you to like, comment, rate, review, and share them on whatever platform you're listening to me on. I would love to grow my audience here and get to speak to more and more of you. If this is shared somewhere, like on Facebook or Instagram, and you have a thought and you want to comment on it, please do. I love to hear from you. You don't have to agree with me. That's also stimulating. So it's all good. Thank you so much, guys. I hope wherever you are in the world, you have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.